From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama today called on European leaders to come up with a swift solution to the debt crisis gripping members of the European Union. Speaking at the G20 meeting of key industrialized nations in Cannes, France, the president said dealing with Europe's debt woes is job number one at this week's meeting.
The EU has made some important steps towards a comprehensive solution, but here at the G20, we're going to have to flesh out more of the details about how the plan will be fully and decisively implemented.
President's remarks come as the Greek government appears on the verge of collapsing. Prime Minister George Papandreou had called for a referendum on the EU bailout plan. The proposed vote has since been scrapped, though there continue to be calls for him to step down. Closing arguments wrapped up today in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has details.
In a hushed courtroom, Deputy District Attorney David Walgren told the jury that cardiologist Conrad Murray had been derelict in his duty to singer Michael Jackson.
The doctor is the one in the relationship who at the end of the day makes the decision as to what is proper medical care and what is in the well-being of the patient.
Instead, Walgren said Murray gave his famous patient propofol, a drug that must be carefully monitored, then abandoned him to make phone calls and check emails. Walgren ended with this.
Conrad Murray is criminally liable. Justice demands a guilty verdict.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
A new report on poverty in the U.S. finds increasingly the poor are clustered. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, it's posing special challenges.
Researchers with the Brookings Institution say that a growing share of the poor live in areas of extreme poverty, where more than 40% of the residents are poor. This reverses a trend of the 1990s, when poverty in the U.S. became less concentrated. Researchers say that concentrated poverty is a problem because such neighborhoods have higher crime, poorer schools, and fewer jobs. And that makes it more difficult for residents to get ahead. They often find themselves cut off from work and other opportunities in better-off neighborhoods nearby because of a lack of transportation and affordable housing. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
The government says the number of people standing in line to file first-time jobless claims took a tumble last week, falling below the 400,000 level, and a sign the U.S. economy may be picking up a bit. The Labor Department says initial claims for state jobless benefits fell by 9,000 to 397,000. More important national jobs numbers are due out tomorrow. Stocks closed higher today after Greece scrapped a referendum vote on the European bailout plan. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 200 points to close at 12,044. It was a gain of 1.7%. The Nasdaq was up 57 points. The S&P gained 23 points. You're listening to NPR. GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain is blaming the Washington culture, including some of the Republican presidential contenders vying against him for the nomination, for some of his latest problems. Cain referring to the D.C. culture where you are, quote, guilty until proven innocent. Cain made his remarks during an interview with Ginny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Cain also has claimed that Rick Perry's advisors are allies with the source of the initial story in Politico that disclosed the National Restaurant Association he once headed reached financial settlements with two former employees who claimed that Cain sexually harassed them. Dozens of Occupy Wall Street demonstrators have gone to court in New York over their arrest during a protest in September. NPR's Margot Adler reports some want to reject the deal offered by prosecutors.
Most of the protesters were charged with disorderly conduct and blocking traffic. A couple were charged with resisting arrest. These are common arrest charges in demonstrations. This protest was the one that provoked a huge outcry after a video was released showing police officers using pepper spray on a group of women. The prosecutors say the charges would be dismissed if the protesters agree to stay out of trouble for 6 months. But since that would mean not participating in any demonstrations that might end up in civil disobedience, some protesters regard the deal as creating a chilling effect. Some are willing to take the deal, others are not. Attorney Martin Stoller, who represents some of the demonstrators, says there are protesters who want their case to go to trial. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. The price of crude was up $1.50 a barrel, ending the session at $94.07 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.